Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Sade, Chaplat. Looking for my beauty queen. Been waiting for you for a long time. When your judgment is clouded, it's hard to see the sunshine. Ran through women like thoughts run through your mind. But I've been running the race the whole time, everyone. A true king of.
Blindfold on my eyes like a heart. See, but indeed, I was high like Marty. Looking for a shawty, I was tripping on Bacardi. Even though they wouldn't call me, I was missing on my calling. On a mission for the folly, getting twisted, but I always ended up so low. Face down in the party. I guess wine is a mocker, though. And they say that because it makes fun of you. Too many minors drinking majors underage. When they reach the major age, they gon' be in major pain. So drop down and give me 30. I ain't even drink tonight. Sober mind with this overflow. Listening to story go. I even heard a grandma singing like
bang, bang, you gon' hear that thump. It's about time to turn it up. Bang, bang, you gon' hear that thump. It's about time to party.
The party on the weekend covered in the blood of Jesus. On the rocks like I was secret. Should we save me from my secrets? He was bleeding for my healing. You can feel it in your speakers. Moving quicker than a cheetah. You don't need to try to flee him. I was dormant, I was sleeping. But he freed me, I'm achieving. Now I'm growing like a fetus. While I'm
celebration. Just turn up the music, we don't need no decorations. Everybody in the club, but the club's so basic. We just throw a party cause it's great, it's so amazing. We can't take the credit for all of this jubilation. She just knocked it out the park, we just running around the base. All my friends I used to know, they don't know my occupation. I just gotta laugh when I see the look on their face. Cause they waiting for the drop like I'm holding the bass hostage. Hands up and down, but the truth will remain constant. I'm sick of all this music that's talking all that nonsense. Cause ain't no point in beats on the record with no content. But now I don't know what you're looking at me.
Yes. Yeah. my beauty queen. Been waiting for you for a long time. There's nothing like a woman that's in addition to your peace of mind. Holds down a fort while you out there on your grind. Knows a place, there's no reason to get out of line. I know mine too, so everything works out just fine. Gotta praise God for the woman he designed just for me. But my eyes only the seed that exudes a bond for the rest of eternity. Powerful love, a true goddess, so beautiful but modest. Those queens are always the hottest. A woman with no confidence, honest and responsible. Tolerance is a must, ain't having it if they testing you. A true queen will always bring out the best in you. Exceeding game shape when we not the mess in you. That equal BB and the king reign in the throne. With the queen by my side, the king will never be alone. I'm a king.
Good morning, good morning, Motivational Mondays with your encouraged and positive host, Emma E2K. Another blessed Monday, double blessing. You already know Mondays is a double dosage of that new week, of that new beginning, of that new day. Motivational Mondays, you're here at the right place, LushRadioOnline.com. Yeah, yeah, we're here. Yep, testing, 1, 2, good morning, you up, you had your coffee, did you pray as soon as you opened your eyes, because I know I was super grateful when I opened my eyes and I said, yes, thank you, Lord, gave me one more day, mercy and favor, thank you, Lord. So I'm going to start with Happy Father's Day. I'm still going to say Happy Father's Day. I'm going to keep saying Happy Father's Day to all those amazing and great fathers that are fathers every day, and they get one day, like we get Mother's Day, we get one day. So yesterday, there was people wishing me a happy Father's Day, and, you know, since last year, I made the decision, because when you know better, you do better, right? So I made the decision that I was no longer going to partake in Father's Day. One, I'm not a man, right? My birth certificate clearly says I was born a female. Two, I am all woman. Three, I'm a queen. So I'm not a king. I'm not a king. I don't act like one. I don't pretend to be one. I'm not a man. I'm not a male figure in my children's life. I'm a woman figure. I'm a mother figure. So that's all I can do, be the best mother I possibly could be. And then I make sure that my children are around great male role models, that be my brothers, that be my pastors, that be, other men that I see that are doing the right thing, that can pour into my children in a healthy way. I'm not going to be boo-hooing about their father not being around or can't be around or doesn't do what he's supposed to do. That's not really my thing. That's not my worry. My concern as a mother would be that they still get that nutrition, love, that male bondage, that male love, feel that presence. So that is really totally up to me. And that's what I continue to do, you know. If any of my kids are missing that, then I try to create that. Not me per se, but try to find that in other kings. You know, I have plenty of kings in my life. I'm grateful for that. So I'm able to surround my children with that type of understanding and love, because I can't teach a young boy how to be a man. I can teach him how to be a man for a woman. You know, I can teach them their effects, that whatever they do, you know, how it affects a woman, because I'm a woman, so I can relate that. But I can't really tell them how to be a man and do some men things. So therefore, I have to rely on my brothers to be able to step in and do that for me. And there's nothing wrong with that, ladies. If your children's father is not in their lives for whatever the reason may be, don't sit and mope about it. Don't sit and be bitter about it. Just go out there and find a male figure. And I don't mean go get into another relationship, you know, go from worse to even more worse just because you're trying to find a father figure for your child. Father figures don't have to be somebody that you're necessarily sleeping with or having a relationship with, you know, as far as intimate. It can be your brother. It can be your cousin. It can be any other man. You know, it doesn't have to be your pastor. It doesn't have to be somebody you get involved with just because your child doesn't have their dad in their life. Okay? So, again, happy Father's Day to all those amazing, amazing dads. I have the privilege to say that I know plenty. I know so many that are in the kids' life that generally, you know, are there for them, and not just financially, but really there for them. Take their time out with them. Create memories with them. Because when you pour into your children, you pour into the future. When you pour into your children, you're pouring into the role, into your assignment that God gave you as leader. You know, men were created to lead. And I love when I see men that lead with love, you know, not with violence, but that lead with love and lead their families, you know. That's always a wonderful thing to see. So, again, happy Father's Day to you guys. And ladies, please, just fall back from Father's Day. There are good, amazing men, so let's celebrate those. You may not know one, but there are plenty. Take my word, there are plenty.
Wanna take me back now? Please tell me why you do it. 'Cause this just don't make sense now. Wanna feel your love now? 'Cause it's just too good to be true. I've known you for quite some time. Still I'm learning more about you. Deeper blue oceans that you fill with truth. Love's amazing, grace is saving. I live for you.
On their back now, so about to fly, 'cause my God hold me down now, feeling like my roots deep, in the midst of these winds, but I won't break, my God never changed, even when I'm down, he is faithful to remain, when I'm feeling pain, yeah, confident now, in his love so secure,
crying out for more. Lord, I'm letting go. I'm giving you control. You're calling me to grow. Even though it hurts sometimes, I know you make me whole. You're holding my hands and I know you're never letting go. I'm on that overflow, never low. Riding steady, immovable, I'm unbreakable. Try and shake me, but you'll never separate me, no.
Why do you love me? So unfaithful. I never keep my word, no. You still take me back. Why do you love me? Why do you want me? Why do you show grace? I fall down on my knees.
Whenever there's nowhere to turn, that's when I gotta trust you. Whenever nothing's making sense, that's when I gotta lean into you. Walking on watch that I'm gone. Seeking early in the mound. Now I got my mind right. Lit up like a nightlight. Ready like it's fight night. And I'm just getting started. You can come and join the party. Reaching out to this generation, I'm finna glow. Fire burning in these phones, so I'm finna go. Spent so many nights for this flight, for this baby plight, for this fight, for this, cause he died. That's how I came alive. Truth of winner ride, daily dying to my pride. Give it all for the glory of my God.
Why do you love me? So unfaithful. I never keep my word, no. You still take me back. Why do you love me? Why do you want me? Why do you show grace and fall down on my knees?
Got my heart, Lord. Show me how to love. You've got my heart, Lord. You want me with your love. You've got my heart, Lord. Show me how to love.
Oh, What's good, everybody? This is Tommy, a.k.a. Urban G, lead pastor at Crossover Church in Tampa. And y'all are listening to Motivational Mondays with my girl, Emma. So keep it locked right here to get motivated, get inspired, and get some fuel for your week to keep rebuilding. Peace and God bless.
Oh, yeah, yeah. day when I see your face,
city. Imagine a place with no political committee, just lots of love, daps and high fives, Romans exploring action, living new lives, a place where new life is immediate, the good fruit will grow, just be patient and obedient. Imagine a new fam with no divorce, no baby mama drama, no child support, and homes where fathers raise their children, let them know the value like one in a billion, and men that step up to be spiritual leaders, go from cheaters to believers, from deadbeats to achievers. Watch families find reconciliation, where healing and forgiveness replace legal mediation. Imagine if we could crush discrimination, create a community that won't judge pigmentation.
I'm waiting for a day when I see your face.
Work together. There's no competition, just a kingdom endeavor. It gets no better. Imagine impact it can measure that goes beyond attendance at a sermon or lecture. What if crime dropped? Homicide stopped? What if gardens replaced empty lots? Prayer warriors populate every block. No more drugs, no more violence, no more crooked cops. Just mentors, classes, and job training. Not a handout, but a hand up to a life that's sustaining. Dignity, vision, and purpose. I know rebuilding's hard, but I'm telling you it's worth it. Freedom isn't perfect, but perfect is coming. Beyond what we'll imagine, it'll be so stunning. In the meantime, we get a glimpse of heaven on earth. Every time we get to witness that spiritual rebirth.
I'm waiting for a day.
Started with Nehemiah on his knees kneeling, praying and fasting, hands up to the ceiling. The creator of the universe started revealing the master plan. He stepped up, he could have ran. He only had wine glasses up in his hands. This cupbearer was about to get a tan, traveled to his forefather's land. Yo, I'm a fan of his courageous obedience. This is one of the key missing rebuilding ingredients that can get polluted by what the culture's feeding us. That's how the enemy is beating us and leading us in the lies that crumble, churches that stumble, a world that fumbles, brings us full circle back to humble. Humble beginnings to re-heal, humble hearts to re-heal, now humble beasts go and rebuild.
Oh, yeah, girl, can I see your face? No, it's time here. I'm waiting for a day when I see your face. When all of my friends fade away. Oh, I know it's time here. I pray they are here. You're calling this love as you're calling for change.
And you're locked in with Emma E2K on LushRadioOnline.com. Motivational Mondays. Let's go.
I just wish we all understood the beauty of music.
think about Jesus and the fact that he was perfect, and he thinks that I'm worth it. I know I got a purpose, so when I don't like what I see in the mirror, I learn to look past the surface. Believe me, God heard it, cause these words came from my heart. I was in pain, it was dark. Then came the spark to light down the road to let me know he would light.
Times I lost out on each one of your 1 month anniversary. worry, but daddy's here to tell you, baby, you will not grow up to see a failure. Girl, I'm coming for you.
Daddy, please, won't you come home to me?
I wish that I could see you smile at me like you did, and hold my fingers while I serenade you in the crib. But you don't know what I done been through to make a name, all the pain. Now I'm walking through the rain to make a change. Somebody prayed for me, and now I'm locked away, or prisoner for God till the day I'm not the same anymore. It's coming slow, but heaven knows I'm trying hard. When I started doing drugs, never thought it'd go this far. But there's a purpose behind the pain, and now I'm saved. The devil nervous, 'cause I'm a soldier, not a slave, baby.
Well, I've been locked down, lost, but now I'm found. Baby girl, I'm coming home. And she said,
Daddy, please, won't you come home to me? 'Cause I've been feeling way too lonely, and I feel like you don't want me, and you don't even know me. Daddy, please, won't you come home to me? 'Cause I feel like you don't love me, and I've been feeling way too lonely, and you don't even know me.
Oh, it's been so long, I keep thinking about you, just wondering where you've been.
Been here, but this year's a big deal. No bills, it's not time, but God heals. Too far for you to come see him, girl.
You remember I do. Shoot. I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, I love him.
Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K, on LushRadioOnline.com. You've checked in. You're motivated. We're throwing everything through the airwaves so you can be able to catch it, man. Feel good. You need to overcome some things. Some people need to overcome some things. You need to call yourself not only a survivor but an overcomer. Because it's all up to you. At the end of the day, it's all up to you. Either you're going to just dive into the mess or you're going to clean yourself up and keep it moving. I'm going to my phone lines. Good morning, 240. Good morning, y'all. We're M-A-2-K. Peace.
What up, what up, what up, what up, what up?
Wow.
I feel motivated.
Wow.
I feel motivated from that, you know, Overcomer song, man. I was like, you know, uplifted. I feel like I can conquer everything today. I feel like Superwoman, you know what I'm saying? Wonder Woman out here.
Amen, amen.
So
I saw you yesterday.
On,
I saw you yesterday. Tell me what's going on. I saw you yesterday out there. You was out there.
Oh well, yes. Well, yesterday, it went down. We had the 8th mm-hmm. annual Hood Punishers 176 Family Father's Day Cookout, and you know, Father's Day cookouts usually originated from New York. That was a New York thing. Most of the fathers, they do the cookouts. So they brought it to the same tradition down to Baltimore. And so we usually, like, honor fathers that have, you know, that have lost their lives, fathers that are not are actually biological fathers, but they're stepping up and being the men, and just good fathers out there, and also the women that are playing the father and mother role, you know, in the children's lives. And we also do it just to give back to the community and the kids that have something to do during the summertime. So, you know, we provide food, drinks. Sometimes we have vendors there. We had a whole bunch of array of bouncy houses. We had face painting. We had icy cone, cotton candy. We had performances on stage.
Wow.
We had kites for the kids to fly. We had toy giveaways. We had a big 42-inch smart TV giveaway. We actually found somebody that actually wants to sponsor for another year. And I actually had the pleasure of hosting, you know, the whole event yesterday. It was definitely amazing just to see the kids smiling and just being happy to do something different, you know. So it's just something that we always, you know, here at Lush Radio Online, you know, Emma, she's the queen. I call her Mother Teresa, you know, Mother Love. You know, we always giving back, you know, from, you know, giving toys in the Bronx, you know, and talking to the youth and everything like that. And, you know, so, you know, that's what we do. You know, it's that Pisces nature. You know, we have to give back in some way. So that was an amazing experience.
Yeah.
And Busy B was there, hip-hop legend Busy B. And he also gave his feedback on what he thought about the movie All Eyes on Me, which was the biopic for Tupac. And I had the pleasure of interviewing Demetrius Shipp Jr., who plays Tupac in the movie, and Cat Graham and LT Hudson, who's the producer, which he reposted the post that I did. There's been a lot of, you know, negative feedback and things like that, but I think everybody should go look at the movie themselves and be a judge of it. I honestly believe if Tupac was mm-hmm. alive, he would be proud of how mm-hmm. his story was depicted, and they put him in a positive light. You saw every different aspect of who Tupac was as a human being, as a poet, as an artist, as a son, as a brother, you know, a husband. You just saw every different aspect of who Tupac was. And if you didn't know who Tupac is, do your research. He was very influential, and he's a part of American and hip-hop history. And he got inducted into the Hall of Fame. And, you know, it was definitely an amazing movie, and it will definitely pull on your heartstrings. And if you were back in the 80s and 90s, you know, back in that day, you know, we grew up through hip-hop, you would feel like you were actually in that time. It's like you went through like a time, you know, time travel. Because the way they recreated some of these different events in Tupac's life, like some of the music videos, some of the performances, it was crazy. You actually thought that mm-hmm. he was there. Even this young man that plays Tupac, when he walked in, the way he walks, talk, even the way he smiles and does his mouth or whatever, put his hand towards, is just like Tupac. Mm-hmm. You felt like his spirit was in the building. It was crazy, you know. It was really crazy.
Wow. And that's real good. That's really good.
Yeah, because, and he has no acting, you know, history at all. So that was crazy. That was his first
wow.
major movie. So, and then the other thing that happened this past week was we went to, go ahead.
For him to be able to channel that, for him to be able to channel Tupac and not be like a professional, that's something amazing too.
Definitely, definitely. I mean, girl, if you saw, you'd be like, yo, you'd be sure you won't have to look at him twice. Like, yo, am I looking at Tupac? It's just his cheekbones his cheekbones are a little bit like thicker than Tupac, because his was kind of narrow, you know what I'm saying? But I'm telling you, he's spitting image. You would have thought, yo, did Tupac like really have, is he Tupac kid or something, like a reincarnation? It was crazy. Mm. So I just was like, I kept looking at him because I'm like, yo, like, because that's one thing that I regretted. And he was one of the people that actually saved my life. Like, it was one time I wanted to commit suicide, and like, listening to Tupac music actually saved my life. And you know what I'm saying? And then, but besides that, we also did government contracting event this past week. I was able to meet Linda McMahon, who's also the administrator for SBA, and she's actually one of the co-owners of WWE. So I had the pleasure of meeting her and JJ from off of MSNBC. So it was a great week this week. It was good.
Wow, that was, you know, you brought up something like when you were telling me about the Father's Day barbecue out there, just something that you said that I've been just talking about since yesterday that resonated. You said women that, you said it's for Father's Day, but also for women that are doing father duties, right?
Yeah. Happy Father's Day to you.
So I wanted to, wait, this is where I'm going. So I wanted to talk to you about that because I have, ever since last year, they say you know better, you do better. Ever since last year, I just feel that I don't want to be celebrated on Father's Day because I'm not a man. I'm not a father. I'm just the best mother that I could possibly be. You know what I'm saying? And I get good father role models and images for my children so they can see what good men look like. But I cannot be a show, you know, I'm not a father, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to take Father's Day cards for my children. And I'm not doing that. I used to do that to my mom. Father's Day, give her a Father's Day card or whatever, you know, because when you don't know, when you don't know better, you know, that's what you do. But I want to say now in my life, you know, with the walk that I'm walking and all that, it's like, come on, we have to give it up because they are great men. I have my brothers. I know plenty of men that are great, great, outstanding fathers. Like, I'm not going to take their day because I definitely won't let them take mine. You know what I mean? So, come on, we got to give that respect. So Father's Day is just for fathers, for good fathers. There are good fathers out there, you know? Some are not, but you know what? The bitter women, find that good man. Find a good role model. Find a good example and stop boo-hooing about your baby daddy not being around. I mean, that's just my take in it. You know, this is how I'm feeling about it. I mean, everybody has their own, you know, season. Well, this is my season. And I just want everybody on Father's Day, just wish Father's Day. Women, come on, fall back, y'all. We mothers every day. We mothers every day. Every day. We don't need any one day. We mothers every day. You know what I'm saying? But the good men, come on, give it up to them. We have to encourage our men. That's why they don't step up, because us women, really, we don't really encourage them the way they need to be encouraged. So you know what? That falls on us too. Let me go into my phone line, sis. Hold on. I got another call. Hang with me. Hold on. 860, good morning, y'all. We're ME2K.
Hey, what's going on, Emma, baby? This is the King Chuck Platinum on the line with you.
King, salute. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. And I appreciate what you said just now on the line, you know what I'm saying?
It's true. I mean, you know, come on now. I understand that there's a lot of dads that are not there for their children. I get that. But what, are we going to be just stuck there? Okay, oh, my baby daddy's not here, so then all men, let me just be a man? No, you cannot be a man. Be the greatest mother that you can be and find that child a good man, a role model. That's it.
Right. No, absolutely. I totally agree. That's a fact. That's 100% fact, because there's good fathers out there. And, you know, we like to celebrate our day just like we celebrate the moms on their day. You know what I'm saying? So you can't forget about the good fathers. We don't celebrate the deadbeats, but we will celebrate the good ones. And there's plenty of good fathers out there. Shout out to all the fathers like myself. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, because there's deadbeat moms too, and we don't worry about that on Mother's Day. We worry about the good mothers. So the same thing applies to Father's Day. Worry about the ones that are doing, you know, that are paying child support, that are spending time with their kids, that are taking them out trick-or-treating and whatever have you. You know what I'm saying? Let's celebrate those
mm-hmm.
because, you know, us as women, we need to really, really empower and motivate our men more. All we do is complain, but you know what? Are you empowering them? Are you really pouring into our men? Like, we got to pray for y'all. We got to pray for y'all.
Absolutely. We need it.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, we need it.
Yeah,
definitely.
We got to pray. We got to pray for our men and for our brothers. Like, come on. You know, until the women don't get it, because, you know, we outnumber y'all. So until we don't get it, that we the ones that really, really step up and pray for y'all and encourage y'all and move y'all up, it ain't going to happen. We're going to just keep having deadbeat dads and not having good men and not having good fathers, you know, and our children
right.
just running amok. So I mean, that's just my opinion. You know, since this is my show, I express it.
Exactly. Nah, that's a great opinion, and we need more queens like you, you know, that's elevating the other sisters to, you know what I mean? Because there's a lot of sisters that stand together on that. And, you know, even if your father, the man in your life wasn't there, you got to remember that, you know, sister, you chose him to be, you know what I'm saying? And at one point, you know, you might have had feelings enough for this man to conceive a life. So at the end of the day, it's all about the children. And, you know, it's very unfortunate for those that don't have the fathers around. You know, it's a lot of men. But, you know, like you said, if we are prayed for and we pray for each other as men and encourage each other as men, we can continue to break the generational curse. And that's what we're trying to do as men, you know. I know that's what my crew is doing, you know what I mean? Like, I'm fortunate to have a lot of good fathers around me in my circle. So that's what we do, is encourage each other as fathers and inspire each other, you know.
Yes, it's important. It's important. It's important. It's so important. Like, oh my God, I never saw how important it was until, you know, I became a Christian. You know, to tell you the truth, like prior to that, I had that same, you know, thought. Oh, my father wasn't around, so I never really had a man figure. But then thinking about it, I did. My godfather, amazing, amazing, you know, leader. Still
right.
with my godmother to this day. You know, they had me when I was 7. I'm going to be 50. Like, you know, so I've had
mm-hmm.
great family
mm-hmm.
from early on. A great, great family. But the culture tells you, no, you feel sorry for yourself. There are no good men. Let's bash, you know, until you really start
right.
really seeing, wow, okay, they are. You know, if we really open our eyes to see, they are, you know. So I just want to celebrate. I just want to celebrate the good ones. The rest one, we just pray for them. But I'm on my last 2 minutes, and I want to read something off. Hang with me. Hang with me. Thank you for calling
okay.
in. Hang with me. My last 2 minutes.
Of course.
One second. So I want to read off my last 2 minutes. Okay. So, do you remember the first thing that you failed at? Maybe it was a test at school, a diet, a job interview, or even a relationship. Failure is difficult to admit, especially in a culture that values outward success and appearance. We often hear it said that success comes from many failures, but we only really hear that from successful people. When Joshua was advanced in years, he reminded the Israelites of all that God had done for them. Though they had been unfaithful to God many times, God remained faithful, and they became a great nation that none could withstand. I'm about to go the way of all the earth, and you know in your hearts and souls, all of you, that not one thing has failed of all the good things that the Lord your God promised concerning you. All have come to pass for you. Now one of them has failed, Joshua 23:14. God had a plan and a purpose for the nation of Israel, and through his power and mercy, he ensured that these plans succeeded. In the same way, God has a purpose for your life, and while you may fail, he will not. Take the opportunity today to submit your heart to his will. know that one good thing that God has planned for you will never fail. And that's the word of God. I leave you with that motivational Monday with your empowered and positive host, MA2K, on LushRadioOnline.com. Listen, where there's a will, there's a way. Just the way you was taught bad, you can reteach yourself to do good. So this day is special because you opened your eyes and you're living.